Hello?
Erica.
Yes.
Hey, thank God you answered. I've been trying to call. I'm calling from... You had your oil changed earlier?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I was wondering if you found anything in the back seat that I left there.
No.
Oh, man. Like, did you look in the back seat? Maybe it rolled under the seat? It was a tube of KY jelly?
I haven't looked underneath, but I didn't see anything in the back seat.
Oh, it's like a tube of KY jelly. It might have rolled under the front seat, like under the driver's side.
Okay.
I was only in there for maybe 10 minutes.
I am actually not at my car.
Oh, is there any way you could go check? Because I left my Kenny Loggins CD in the CD player, too.
What?
In your CD player? I left my Kenny Loggins CD in there.
What, are you driving my car or something?
No, I wasn't driving. I was just sitting in the back seat with a bottle of KY and listening to Kenny Loggins.
Goodbye.
Danger Zone.
Who the fuck are you?
I'm Roy. From...
That's what the fuck I want to know. I want to know who the fuck you are and why the fuck are you playing on the phone?
What?
Fucking 3:49 in the a.m.
I gave your wife.
You don't fucking know her. She ain't. You ain't been in her motherfucking car for you to drop no goddamn KY jelly.
No. She brought it in for an oil change earlier. You idiot.
And why the fuck did you keep her number? This ain't no goddamn business hours for you to be fucking calling her about no goddamn KY jelly.
Hey, can you?
I need some more motherfucking KY jelly. Quit playing on the fucking phone.
Wait, hey, why don't you speak up? Because I can barely hear you. Listen, she got her oil changed. And I left my CD in the CD player, and I dropped a tube of KY jelly in the back seat accidentally.
And let me tell you something. If you use this motherfucking phone number again, I'm going to come find your motherfucking ass. You hear me?
No, you won't.
You're not using this goddamn number outside of business hours.
No, you won't find me. You won't find me. It's impossible.
Don't fucking try me. You hear me? You don't fucking know me.
I bet you $5 you won't find me.
Don't fucking try me.
Life is like a prank call in Roy, New Mexico. Collect calls, ding cars, harassing Walmart customers. Can I take your head, please? For genetic testing, no, stop. Have to pay the stupid bitch fee, snowplow. Roy, New, that's my name. It's Roy, who snowplow. Danger, watch for scammers. I'm the Verizon corporate manager, and I need your V-card for my snowplow. It's every day on PLA, it's snowplow show. Tell your kids to shut the fuck up, snowplow show. I'm going to call the final boss now, snowplow show.
Welcome to the Snowplow Show. This is episode 542 for March 29th, 2019, or 2019, if you're one of those people that want to complain about the way I say the year. I'm your host, Brad, and this is the show where we call up people on the phone and have serious conversations with them about serious things. Today's show is brought to you by Fun Society Arcade, Curaz, FOD87, Jim Dusky, and 6 Week Tenure. Thanks, you guys, for supporting the show. Just in case you're not subscribed to all of the feeds, I guess I should mention that I released another Hang Up the Phone episode on Wednesday. We also did a live Hang Up the Phone episode on Wednesday, completely separate from the one that I released. You can find that over at phonelosers.com. And I released another episode of Mr. Dabalina's Wonderful World of Prank Calls on Thursday, yesterday. You can find that over at worldofprankcalls.com. It's a really good one. I don't know if you guys remember the eminent domain pranks that I was doing a couple of years ago. I'd completely forgotten those happened. Somebody reminded me about it on the Hang Up the Phone show Wednesday night, and that ended up making me do that episode of Mr. Dabalina. So be sure to listen to that one. It's good stuff. I've got to do more of those eminent domain prank calls. Those were a lot of fun, and I didn't really spend a lot of time on those. I've been seeing this story everywhere on the internet this week about Garfield phones washing up on the beach. And apparently this has been going on for 3 decades now. I don't remember ever reading about this before. But I guess what's been happening is somewhere in France on a beach, for the past 35 years it says, there have been Garfield phones constantly washing up on the beach. You know, the old 80s phone shaped like Garfield the cat. You pick up the phone and his eye is open. I used to have one of those not too long ago. I wish I still had it. But until just this past week, nobody knew where they were coming from. like all the time. They're just washing up on the beach. It's just this big crazy mystery that's been happening for 35 years. And I'm kind of disappointed that they solved it now, because it'd be funny if it just went on forever. I guess some guy, though, that had been exploring caves in the 1980s knew about the shipping container that had ended up wedged somewhere, and you could only get to it at low tide, and somehow nobody's been there in 35 years to find this, or at least they didn't notice the shipping container, and it's filled with Garfield phones. That's weird. So, mystery solved. I guess they'll do something about it now, and Garfield phones are going to stop killing sea life around there. Thanks, everyone, for emailing this to me and posting it in the Facebook group, and I think on the Reddit and everywhere else. What a weird thing.
I'm so bored. There's nothing to do.
Tell me about it.
Hey, I know. Let's crank call people in the past. Huh? I just got the Crank Prank Time Phone.
Crank Prank, Crank Prank Time Phone.
New from Zazbro, it's Crank Prank Time Phone.
I just dial a random number on the keypad, enter a date and year on the Devilibrator, and...
Wow! Someone from the past is on the line! Hello? Is your refrigerator running? Well, then you better go catch it!
Crank,
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 crank
time phone.
What? Hi. It's the year 1973, right? Could I speak with Alcoholic, please?
Crank, crank time phone comes with Devilibrator, antimatter fusion cone, and 30 Blaine HF watt triggers. Warning, crank, crank time phone is for entertainment purposes only. Making anything other than crank calls to the past could affect the present and in your existence. Crank, crank time phone is not intended for use by autos.
I've got a request here from Micro Corgi. He says one of our customers runs a lawn and tree service and is usually kind of an asshole to all of us. If you tell him you're changing his business number, you'll probably get one hell of a reaction. Maybe claim the number was being used too often for phone sex. Okay.
Lawn and tree.
Hey there, this is Steve Dave from AT&T Wireless.
Yeah.
And I'm calling to let you know we've changed your phone number there, the one I just called you on. We've changed it to a new number, and I've got the number here if you'd like that, the new one.
Oh, you're kidding me.
No.
This is a business phone.
Yeah, I know. Sorry about that. It's just...
You don't get it. Sorry about that doesn't work.
Just a little glitch.
I have advertising on this number. I have customers on this number. You can't just change my business line and say, I'm sorry about that.
Well, you're going to want to change your advertising. We had to change it today. It's I was helping this other customer, and he wanted a personalized phone number, and he gave me yours, and I accidentally put it through on the computer and gave it to him.
Then you accidentally undo it.
Well, no, there's no way to.
No, this is not. No, I'm not. This is not happening, dude.
He asked for your number, and he said it spelled his.
I don't care.
He said it spelled as
business. Undo it. Undo it.
I don't know how to undo it. I haven't been here that long.
Okay. Guess what? You're not going to be there very long. I've had this phone number for years.
Well, don't threaten me.
What's your name?
I'm doing my best here. I just
what's your name, dude?
Made a small mistake, and it's not a big deal.
What's your name, dude?
Don't call me dude, okay?
I
don't need to have abuse from customers like you.
You are fucking up my world, and you want to say that I'm abusing you? No, you just messed up my entire business. What's your name?
No, you're overreacting. You're being dramatic. I already told you my name's Steve.
Steve, obviously you have no idea what you've done.
Yeah, I do. I know exactly what I did. I changed your phone number to a new number, and I have the number here. If you just want to take it down... That's all.
I'm gonna have your job, dude. You don't understand. You can't do that.
Well, you know what? If you're talking about messing with my livelihood, I don't really care about messing with yours. Then how's that?
What's the number, Steve?
What, the new number?
You better do something fast, Steve.
Oh, I'm trying to give you your phone number, and you're like drawing this out forever. I'm just trying to give you your new phone number. Do you want it or not?
This better not be for real.
Well, I don't know why it wouldn't be for real. It's just an honest mistake. It's happened before.
No. This is no. You don't just take Walmart's phone number and change it and say, "Oh, I'm sorry, man. I made a boo boo."
Well, you're not Walmart. You're not that important. You're just like some little what is it? Some kind of construction company or something.
I hope to God that you are. local, and like I can go down to the local store here and find you. I hope to God.
I'm in a call center. You're local. I'm in a call center, you idiot. It's AT&T. It's a big company.
And you're gonna call me an idiot?
Much bigger than yours. I don't see what the problem is. You're acting like I killed someone. It's
because
just
you're a retard. That's why you don't understand what the problem is.
It's just a phone number. And you know what? My brother is retarded, and I don't appreciate you using that in a derogatory manner.
I don't care, dude.
You don't care about retards?
I have four special needs children.
Then why would you use the retarded word?
Because that's what you're acting like.
But
there's a big difference between someone that's mentally retarded and someone that's acting like a retard.
Yeah, but you're using it in a derogatory manner. It's like you don't have any respect for retarded people. Next, you're going to start calling me the N-word. Oh, he hung up. I'm disappointed he didn't ask for a supervisor because I have these new hold musics that I can try out on him. But let me try him back one more time because you guys need to hear his voicemail if he doesn't pick up.
Thank you for calling Lawn and Creed Service, serving God and you.
Yep.
We're presently unavailable, so please leave your name, your phone number, and brief message.
He's a Christian man. You could tell by the way he talks. Wanting to kick my ass, calling me a retard, making fun of my retarded brother. My brother's not really retarded, but, you know, he's fucking retarded. So there you go, Micro Corgi. I called this guy, finally. You sent me this number back in November, and I have been trying to call him for at least the past month, and it took him, like, four different times for him to finally pick up this time. So I swear, I was trying. I'm glad he finally picked up, though. And now I'm just kind of in the mood to do more of these calls again.
Hello?
Hello, this is Kevin from Frontier, the phone company.
Uh-huh.
And I'm calling to let you know we're changing your phone number today.
What?
Your phone number, the one I just called you on? That's about...
Why would you do that?
It's hard to explain. Like, I'm in training right now, and they were just having me, just teaching me the computer, and I accidentally...
I can't do that. I cannot do that. I have a full-time business that is the only reason we have this phone number.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
If they change the phone number, we'll just disconnect it.
No, don't do that, because I'll get in trouble. I'm sorry.
Well, I can't change my phone number.
Well, I mean, it's done. Like, I called you on your new phone number to reach you.
You're going to have to do it back or we will drop the service, period.
Well, I don't know how. Like, I'm in training right now, and
We did not receive any warning. I'm sorry.
They were teaching me how to change a phone number, and I changed it.
Well, you're going to have to change it back.
Well, I haven't gotten that far in my training.
Is this a prank call?
No, of course not. I just...
I'm asking is because I did not receive any warning. And this is a business and a well-established business. And people, we actually kept this home phone only for our business.
Oh, you can't have a home phone as a business, ma'am.
From 20 years ago. What?
You can't have a home phone as a business.
Then just delete it.
I'm going to have to change your line to a business line.
Well, I don't care what you have to do. I need my old phone number back, or I don't want this number. I don't want to have any Frontier at all.
Okay, well, if we give you your old phone number back, we're going to have to change it to a business line.
Whatever.
Okay, but no, really, I'm sorry. It's just, it's done. I don't know how to switch it back, but I have your new number here. Would you like that?
No, I don't want it.
Well,
I don't want a line.
People are going to have to be able to reach you. You're going to have to give out your new number.
No, they're not. They're going to have to call our cell phones because you've blown it.
Which, do you have cell phones with Frontier? Let me try and pull them up here on the computer.
No, I don't have them with Frontier.
Oh, well, never mind then.
That's going to be a real mess because all of my messages are not, I've had several calls just today on this phone.
Yeah, well, you're not going to get them anymore. The number I gave you is someone else's old number, so you might start getting wrong numbers for them.
Why did you do this?
It wasn't on purpose. I'm in training right now, so I was...
Oh, so you accidentally changed my number.
Yeah, see? Now you get it. I
didn't get that. I never understood that.
Oh, no, it's just an honest mistake. I'm in training this week. And, yeah, so... But I,
so I, what we... Well, then, why can't you change it back?
because that comes up in next week's training.
This is a joke.
No, I wouldn't kid about this, ma'am. I'm so sorry. But it's not...
I can't believe you're doing this. I probably will lose several thousand dollars worth of business.
Oh, you don't need to brag. I mean, you know, I know I probably don't make as much money as you do, but you don't need to come at me and attack me like that about my income, my status.
I am not. I'm just being absolutely honest, and it wasn't a brag or an attack.
Well, it seems like you are. I mean, you're like bringing up, you know, thousands of dollars that you spent on advertising.
That's a fact. That is an absolute fact.
Yeah.
I've done three bids today for almost $5,000 that if they wouldn't have had this phone number, they wouldn't have been able to contact.
Okay, well, you know what? I make about $12,000 a year. Do you feel better about yourself now?
I don't feel one bit better about myself. I feel really unfortunate that Frontier has done this.
You should feel just kind of shitty overall for attacking my income like that, because it's not my fault.
I never touched your income. I think this is a prank call.
You're right. I'm just prank calling you. It's just a prank call. That's all. I didn't change your number. I don't even work for Frontier. It's just a joke.
Who is it?
I'm just a prank caller. It was a joke. But aren't you happy now? No, you didn't lose. Hello? I guess she's not happy now. Whatever. That's what she gets for attacking my income like that.
Good afternoon.
Hey there. This is Steve Dave from Verizon Wireless.
Yeah.
And I'm calling to let you know we're changing your phone number today.
You can't change my phone number.
No, I mean, it's already done. I've done it already, and I have your new phone number here if you'd like that.
I didn't authorize anybody to change my phone number, and I'm not going to accept that.
I know. Well, there's not much we can do about it at this point. It's done. I did it. I didn't mean to.
I didn't know who you are.
Well, I'm with Verizon Wireless. I work here at the customer service center, and I just...
We're at Coeur d'Alene?
Yeah. Yeah, so...
You can't change it. We have business advertising on this number. You can't change it.
Well, it's done.
Business line.
It's done already. You're not going to get any more calls at the old number. It's been recycled. Someone else probably has it by now. I'm sorry.
You can't do that.
I'm sorry about this.
What's your name?
My name is Steve Dave. I work here at the customer service center.
In Coeur d'Alene?
No, in Boise.
Okay.
And I'm not even actually...
Hey, what's your contact number?
Be 800-922-0204.
You said you're not even what?
I'm not even a customer service representative. I'm actually just a janitor here, and I just bumped the keyboard by mistake.
Yeah, I think you're scamming me here. So I'm going to get a hold of Verizon directly and see what they say.
I'm not a scammer. I'm calling to apologize and to give you your new phone number. That's all.
I'm not going to take any new phone numbers.
Well, you're not going to get calls then because people aren't going to know your number.
What's your number, Steve? Or email? Or what do you got?
Remember, I gave you the number, the toll-free number. That's how you reach the customer service center.
Okay.
You don't have to be a dick about it.
I'm going to call customer service because I'm not going to accept this.
Okay, you don't have to be a dick about it, though. It's an honest mistake. I didn't
mean... I'm not being a dick. I'm just saying I'm not going to accept it because we have business advertising on this line. Well, we have a lot of money invested in it.
You don't get a choice because it's done. It's changed. The number doesn't belong to anyone
anymore.
I don't believe you. You'll see.
Okay.
I'm sorry about that.
It's not going to stick, so thank you.
What's not going to stick? What do you mean it's not going to stick? Sir? Well, I guess he figured it out that, you know, like the ridiculousness of a janitor bumping into the keyboard. I was hoping that would really set him off.
Hello?
Hey there. This is Andy with Quest.
Yeah.
And I'm calling to let you know that we're changing your phone number today. So you're going to have a brand new phone number. The 3-2 number is not going to work anymore.
I've got several numbers.
Oh.
Did you say 3-2?
Yeah, that one we're shutting off today. You're going to have a brand new phone number.
It's in my advertising. It's in the yellow book or in the decks and everything, that number.
Well, you said you had several numbers, so it's not that big a deal, right?
No, it serves that area.
Oh.
That's in the phone book. You can't shut that off. I got advertising on that.
Oh, I already did it, though. I'm really sorry. It was kind of an accident.
Excuse me?
It was kind of an accident.
You know how much money I got in advertising and decks and stuff and books?
Yeah, it's just I was just playing on the computer and I ended up in your account and I changed your number by accident. I'm not even normally a customer service person here at Quest. I was in the room and I was trying to get on my Facebook and I ended up changing your number. I'm really sorry.
Well, put it back on there then.
Well, I don't know how. I don't even work in customer service. I'm not supposed to be on the computer.
Who is this?
My name is Andy.
Oh, my God. You can't. That's against the law. You'll be talking to my lawyer.
Well, Andy. No. I work here and everything. I'm allowed to be in the building. I just don't do customer service in the building. I'm normally the janitor.
Yeah.
I was just trying to get on Facebook on one of the computers. And next thing I know, I'm in your account, and I change your number, and I'm just really sorry. But I was able to create a new phone number for you in the system, and I can give that to you right now.
I don't want.
Well,
it's not going to happen.
Well, no, you have to have it for people to be able to call you.
Well, how am I going to put it in the phone books and stuff now when they're already out?
Well, they come out like once or twice a year, don't they?
Once a year? I'm going to lose all this year. Number.
Who uses phone books, though? Do you get a lot of advertising from the phone book?
All right, I gotta go.
Where are you going? Hey.
I'm coming down to whip your ass here in a little bit.
No, no, you're not. I'm not even in the local call center, you idiot. I'm just a janitor here at the. I'm in the main call center in Boise.
I just said I'm coming down to whip your ass too.
Yeah. Well, we won't let you in. We've got security at the door. They're not going to let you in. I'm going to let them know that some crazy person says he's going to come and whip my ass. I mean,
it should be a little more nasty.
You don't need to be like that anyway. I told you it was an accident. It's just an honest mistake.
Well, a lawsuit takes care of accidents like that.
So you're one of those types of people. It's going to just get all lawyer happy. And what do you think you're going to do anyway? Because like I'm a janitor. You're going to sue me and
I know.
Take my... What?
How big old boy are you?
Big enough to whoop your ass if you show up here.
Oh man, I'm old. I'm getting old.
Are you? How old are you?
60.
Oh, 16? That's not that old.
Huh. Oh gosh.
Do you really get a lot of advertisements from the phone book?
Well, yeah, I do. That's where all my business comes from.
But who uses phone books? Is it all old people?
No, there's a lot of janitors use it.
No, for real. Like, is it just because they go online too? Like, do they get your number from online? It's been like 10 years since I've used a phone book.
I don't know. I get a lot of calls off that number, so.
Yeah. Well, you're probably just reading too much. You know, you probably don't even need to do the phone book thing anymore.
What do you want me to do then?
Nobody gives a shit about a phone book. My dad's like 80, and he hasn't used a phone book in 10 years either. He has a phone. He has a cell phone. He looks it up online.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
He Googles it.
You gotta respect your elders.
I am. I'm just saying. Like he knows better than to use a phone book, even at his age.
I know.
Yeah.
He's probably smarter than some old janitor.
Well, don't make fun of me for being a janitor.
Oh, are you a janitor?
Yeah, I told you I'm a janitor.
Oh, shit, I apologize.
I janitor the floors here at the Verizon building.
Gosh, you're kidding me.
Yeah, all the time. It's what I do for a living. There's no reason to make fun of me for that. I mean, it's a job like any other job.
Oh, I know. It's quite a good job. I thought you was with Quest.
I am. I work here at Quest.
I thought you said Verizon.
Oh, it's a shared building. You know, like two floors is Quest, two floors is Verizon. All the phone companies are...
So you clean both floors, huh?
All the floors, yeah. Yeah, it's a multi-level building. You know, you're here in the cool. Here in the big city, we got more than just one story.
Oh, God.
Yep.
Well, I don't know. There's probably going to be a lawsuit involved in this whole deal. I hate to say it, but...
I don't think you have the money for a lawsuit.
Well, I don't, but I'm going to get a little out of you guys.
Well, you probably won't have the money to get a lawyer now because I've taken away all your phone book business, apparently.
Well, you're probably right.
Anyway, would you like to say a prayer? You know, bow your head and we'll just say a prayer for the loss of your phone number.
Okay, let's go ahead.
All right.
Go ahead.
What's your name?
Zeus.
Okay. Dear Lord, please watch over Zeus as his fledgling business tries to recover from losing its phone number, which will no longer be shown in the phone books for the seven people who still use phone books. Please bless Zeus and his tree cutting business, and I don't know, may you have mercy on his soul. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Zeus?
Hello?
Oh, hey, you disappeared. What happened?
Are you there?
Yeah, you disappeared in the middle of my prayer.
Oh, you cut out on me.
Oh, that's kind of rude, kind of disrespectful to God and everything.
No, the phone's disconnected.
Then how are we still talking to each other?
It just came back, Mom.
That's not how phones work.
Oh, gracious. Hello?
Hello. Well, anyway, you know this is a prank and everything, so I'm just going to hang up. You ruined it by figuring it out.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Who is this?
This is Dave. I'm a prank caller.
Are you?
Yeah, professional prank caller.
Oh, man, I pull the best pranks. I'm way better than you. I guarantee your ass that.
Yeah, probably. I really failed at this one.
Okay. All right. You have a good day.
Are you glad you still have your number, though? Like, can you at least be happy about that? Maybe cherish your phone number and don't take it for granted from now on?
I appreciate it. Thanks.
Sure. No problem. Happy to give you some perspective.
Adios, amigos.
Yeah, hang up the phone. Hang it up.
Adios.
Hang up. That's like the secret code word for people to let me know that they know it's a prank. How big a boy are you? I know a couple months ago I didn't catch on to that. One of you listeners had to tell me that I'm an idiot, and obviously he was referencing whoever the hell says that. Roy D. Mercer, I guess.
This is Mr. Biggs. This episode of The Snowplow Show is brought to you by Powder Milk Biscuits, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Corporation for Public Phone Pranking, and... from listeners like you.
Hello, sir.
Hey there. This is Andy from Quest. I'm calling to let you know we're going to be changing your phone number today.
What do you mean?
This one number, it's not going to work anymore. We're going to be changing it to a different number. And I have the number here if you'd like to write that down.
I'm already with Cable One. My number's been ported.
Yeah, but we own the line still. So we can change it.
We own the line still.
Yeah, I mean, even though
it's a business number. I mean, it's a business number. I mean, I can't change my business number now.
Oh, it's too late. It was kind of an accident. I didn't mean to change it.
What do you mean? All my ads are with that number, dude. You can't fucking change my number.
But it's just an accident. I didn't mean to. So you don't need to get mad at me. Like, I don't even work.
Well, what am I supposed to do? Who am I supposed to get mad at then? If it's your fault.
Well, just don't be mad at anyone. Just take it easy, you know? Like, go smoke a bong or something.
Just did smoke a bong, so fuck you.
Well, I hope this isn't...
Give me my number then.
I hope this isn't ruining your high.
Whatever.
Anyway.
Can I have my number, please?
Yeah, your new phone number is area code 315-420-69.
You're breaking up on me.
No, I'm not breaking up with you. We're just changing your number.
No, you're breaking up. My cell phone's breaking up.
Oh, I see. Man. Yeah. Yeah, it's...
I couldn't understand here.
I get it. Yeah, I'm sorry. Area code 315. And then, yep. And then 420-6969.
It's not even an Idaho area code or what?
No, we ran out of the area codes in that area. So 315 is actually in upstate New York.
You're kidding me. So when people call one, they're not going to be able to get through to me?
No, that number's been disconnected. I think they're going to reassign that to someone else.
Why did you disconnect my number accidentally?
Well, because it was an accident. I'm not even in customer service, really. I was just... I'm a janitor here with the phone company.
Are you kidding me?
No, and I was just playing on the computer. And I
did, no way.
I didn't know what I was doing. I'm so sorry.
So how are my customers going to get a hold of me? Is there going to be a message?
No. The message.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm sorry that your phone's cutting out. The message is just going to say this number has been disconnected or is no longer in service. Please hang up and try again.
Really? That's my business. This is my fucking life, dude.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. It was just, I was just using the computer and I ended up in your account somehow. I was trying to get on Facebook.
I need the number to your supervisor and Quest, please.
Okay. Well, I can transfer you to my supervisor, but there's no reason to get upset. It was just an honest mistake.
It doesn't seem very honest to me.
I had my mop.
I mean, it seems like an... So you ruined my whole business for this summer?
Well, I think you're...
Is that what you're saying? I
think you're overreacting. I was just...
How?
I was on the computer and...
How?
My mop was propped...
How am I overreacting?
My mop was propped up against
the
desk.
When I have customers that are going to be calling me on that number... And then it's going to say the number's been disconnected. What? So they're going to call somebody else.
But it's not like I did it. My mop was propped up on against the desk, and it fell over and hit the button that changed your number.
I don't give a fuck.
So,
what happened?
So it's like an act of God. It's an act of God, basically. It's not really anyone's fault.
You must be a liberal or something.
What, hey, don't, it's no reason for name calling, because it was just an honest mistake. I'm just a human like you, you know, I make mistakes. Stupid me. I feel terrible. I'm sorry.
So, there's no remedy at all for this?
No, I looked in the computer, even though I'm not supposed to really be on the computer, I looked in there and it says it's been reassigned to a new person, because I guess numbers in this area code are in really high demand. So as soon as they're available.
Well, give me your supervisor. Do you work for Quest?
Yeah.
Right here?
Quest, yep.
Transfer me now.
Should I tell my supervisor you're high? Or
I'm not high, dude.
Well, you said you just smoked a bong.
I was fucking kidding.
Oh. All right, just a minute. I'm going to put you on hold.
You are a liberal. You take everything serious. Anyway.
Anyway, yeah. I'm sorry. Just can you hold on 1 second? I'm going to put you on hold. It'll just take just a few seconds.
All of our representatives are currently busy. Please stay on the line, and your call will be answered by the next available representative.
Shut the fuck up. You're a fucking cunt. Shut the fuck up. You're a stupid cunt. Suck my dick.
Mrs. Carroll, can I help you?
What was that message?
This is Carol. I'm the supervisor. Someone transferred you to me.
Yeah, I guess your employee, screwed up my number.
Yeah, that was Andy. He's not even a customer service person. He's not supposed to be on the computers. So I told him to stay off the computers, and he keeps getting on there and trying to get him.
My number got reassigned?
Yeah, it looks... I checked it here in the... Let me look here. Yeah, it says...
You gotta fix this. You have to change it back.
It's been reassigned to another company.
I don't care.
Yep, well...
It's gonna get reassigned to me.
Well, no, you have a new phone number. I have your number here if you'd like that. Your new phone number.
So, this is a business. How are my customers going to get a hold of me with all my ads with the other number?
Oh, you'll have to change those ads with your new phone number.
How am I supposed to do that right now?
Just make a call and, just call your
printer. For next year! I'm talking phone. I'm phone books.
A what?
This is unacceptable. Your Quest is getting their asses sued for that fucking Andy character.
No, it was an accident. His mop fell over.
I don't care if it was an accident.
But it sounds like you care. I'm trying to tell you, his mop fell over and hit the enter key.
I don't care.
Sounds like
my number is on my ads. I just sent out 3,000 postcards with that number on it.
We'll just send out 3,000 more and tell him, oops.
Are you going to pay for it? Are you going to pay for all my fucking ad changes?
Well, it's not that much. It's just a little bit of money. It's not a big deal.
Really? if this is a scam...
No, it's how would it be a scam? That doesn't make sense.
I don't know. The message I just got when I was on hold doesn't seem very... legit for a Quest.
Why? What did it say?
It said, shut up, you fucking cunt, or something when I was on hold.
Hey, you don't need to talk like that to me. I'm a lady.
Whatever. That's just what it said.
That was probably just Andy. Probably just Andy. Andy probably, played a song from his cell phone or something.
It was just Andy probably playing a song.
Fucking Andy. I'm so sick of Andy's shit.
Anyway.
Yeah. But, yeah, so did he give you your new phone number? I told him he had to call you and give you your new phone number and apologize.
So you ruined my whole business for the summer, is that what you're saying?
Well, no, it wasn't me. It wasn't even Andy. His mop fell over. It was an act of God. His mop.
Why was he on my fucking, in my account?
Because he just does that. Like,
who's your supervisor?
He takes his breaks. You know, he goes on break and he just sits
in the... Who is your supervisor, miss?
Jesus Christ. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
I bet it's fucking Satan, you fucking cunt.
Hey, don't say that. That's rude. That's mean. Please don't say that.
What's Quest's main office number?
I don't know. Just what do you need that for?
Well, don't you work for Quest?
Yeah, I just, like, what are you talking about Satan for? Like, you've really got me all frazzled now. You know, I don't need to hear this kind of stuff. I'm a Christian woman. And you're talking about saying I worship Satan or something? That's terrible. Don't be like that.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah, I agree.
Who's your supervisor?
Jesus Christ.
You can't be the supervisor.
I'm the supervisor of this floor, on this shift anyway.
Well, I want Quest, the main business office for Quest.
Oh, okay. I can give you the toll-free number if you'd like that.
Yes, please.
All righty. It's 1-800-660-3000.
And what's this, Andy? Where are you? Where do you guys work?
We're in Seattle.
You're in Seattle? What's your name, ma'am?
So, yeah, you can't, like, just drive over here and kick Andy's ass or anything. We're all the way over in Seattle.
I'm not going to kick his ass. I'm just trying to get some answers.
You can't get in the building anyway to kick his ass because, you know, we have a gate and we have a security guard.
I said I don't want to, ma'am.
Why? Are you going to put one of those satanic hexes on him? Like, because you're talking about Satan and everything.
Well, just, what is your name again?
Do satanic hexes work across state lines? I'm not sure. I'm not really up on all that.
Can I have your name, ma'am?
Yes, it's Carol Gersperms.
How do you spell that last name?
My last name, it's, let's see, G as in gnome, E as in I, R as in Rwanda, B as in B, BQ, E as in idiot, R as in are you listening, M as in mnemonic, and S as in C. Gersperms.
Yeah, okay. And you're in Seattle at the Quest?
Yep, Quest. Quest in Seattle, over on 7th Street.
I thought they had changed the CenturyLink.
No, you don't know what you're talking about then. We were Sprint Spectrum for a while. And then we were CenturyLink, and then we went back to Quest, and then we changed our name to US West, and then we called ourselves PrimeCo for a while, and Verizon took over, and now we're basically owned by Google.
Oh, shit.
What?
Carol, what's your last name again?
Gersperms.
Gersperm?
Yeah, I spelled it out for you. Gersperms.
You didn't spell nothing for me.
I did too. I spelled it out phonetically. Were you not listening? That's a lot of effort I put into that.
It was when it, I mean, nothing even matched up except for the...
What didn't match up?
The G.
G?
The G for no matched up, but yeah.
I said E as an I. G is in gnome, E is in I, R is in Rwanda. Everything matched up. I'm looking at a list right now, phonetic alphabet list.
You're awesome.
Why do you say that,
Carol?
I think you're awesome.
Gee, thanks. When is this going to affect again?
What, the new phone number?
Yeah.
It already went into effect. We actually called you on your new phone number. The old one's dead. Dead forever.
Okay.
Dead. It's as dead as your business.
All right. Well, you have a good day, Carol.
Okay. One last thing.
Hey, lame-o. You just got full-on butt-slammed by the Skippy and Dippy Morning Show on 100.9 The Gerbil. Don't let it get you down. Slamming is what we do best. To hear your call and to hear yourself get...
He hung up in the middle of that. You guys, I had to let him know that it was a prank. Because, really, he sounded like he's going to cry or something. And oh my god, he actually noticed the hold music. That's the brand new hold music that I think I Regret Jumping sent that one in. Yeah, I Regret Jumping. That was Shut the Fuck Up by Filthy Frank. And he not only commented on that, but he also commented on my phonetic alphabet. That guy was great. I love him. And thank you, I Regret Jumping, for sending me that song. It's a song by Filthy Frank. I've played it on the show before, but he made that version that has the, you know, the hold lady on it and everything. And I still have Pussy Good on another button here. Pussy Good enough to eat. But I also got a couple of others. People emailed them to me, you know, like over a year ago, and they've just been sitting in my email. I got this one from Kagadotar.
Thank you for your call. We appreciate your business and the opportunity to assist you.
Yeah, it's a country song. They're talking about sucking dicks. It's called Don't Bite the Dick. And then I got this other one that was sent to me a long time ago. Murray sent it to me. And it doesn't have lyrics on it, but it sounds like hold music. Sounds like something to make you want to kill yourself if you're on hold with this. This is called Carvest Time, the Dang Timbers of Ding Timber. I'm assuming he made this just for the show. And this would be a good one to play if I wanted to turn the volume down and just listen to them talk about me while they think they're on hold. So I'm probably going to use this one for that. So thanks, all of you, for helping out. Also, thanks, Pepe, from the PLA Facebook group. He gave me a bunch of instructions on how to fix the Pussy Good thing to make it so people can hear it better over the phone. Like removing the extreme highs and the extreme lows. All that stuff gets filtered out on phone calls. And he says he'll do it, but he also gave me instructions to do it. Maybe I'll just do it. I don't know. Anyway, I think I am done with all of this. I didn't mean to do an entire show today of this again. The same thing I did in the last show. But when Micro Corgi sent me that request, I just had to do more of them. I couldn't stop. I did try and do some other stuff today, but it just didn't work out. I really tried not to do this for an entire show.
Hey, Brad, it's Stan again. You really screwed the pooch this time. I mean, I thought you had agreed, no cursing. This show here with the phone hoarders? Jimmy Christmas, how am I going to explain to my 12-year-old what pussy good enough to eat? You got to be kidding me.
Kitty cats.
Oh, Brad, you can do better.
Tell them it's about all kitty right, cats. It's easy.
Hey, Brad.
Hey.
I've got a joke for you.
All right.
Ready? You've got the rim shot sound ready? Okay. What do you call sheep that float? Buoy. The Dutch. Honey,
baby. Hey, Brad, I'm a huge fan of your show.
Yeah. The Cisco kid having you call in. I have caller ID, you know.
Hey, Brad, it's Cisco kid calling in.
What do you know?
I just stole my phone like a hobo. Quit following me around, you hobo. Anyway.
Give me my phone back.
Hey.
Backhander.
Hey, give me my phone back.
Oh, shit.
Hello, it is Micro Corgi. I would like to offer a little bit of advice to the community based on a call I heard on episode 540. It's probably not a good idea to put Brad all over TikTok, because what's one thing that edgy teenagers love? Finding ways to fight the power. And I feel like if we do that, prank calls are going to become a popular thing again, and they will start a bunch of crappy prank call shows that sully the name of the wonderful prank calls that Brad is doing.
We can't have that.
And guess what? It'll be flooding the economy with terrible content.
It's true.
Maybe just, like, can't the have best that. Parts on YouTube. Because YouTube people are not that bad. All right. Hopefully I've got my rant out of the way. Have a nice day, Brad.
You sure did. There's no room in this community for competition. That's what I always say. Hey, thanks, Micro Corgi, for hijacking the show today by sending me in that request and making me do the same show that I did in episode 541. You can all blame Micro Corgi for that, but that's okay, because there was some good stuff today. I enjoyed today's show, and we've got to do this again sometime, but I think I'm going to take a break from it for now. Thanks to the sponsors of today's episode, Fun Society Arcade, Kuraz, FOD87, Jim Dusky, and 6 Week Tenure. If you'd like to support the show, that'd be great. You can do that over at patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.com/cactus. Or newproject2/phonelosers. Three whole ways to support the show now and get extra hobosodes every single week. I think I'm going to end today's show with a song that I'd like to dedicate to Stan's 12-year-old son. Here's a song by Filthy Frank. This one's called Shut the Fuck Up.
Shut the fuck up. You're a fucking cunt. Shut the fuck up. You're a stupid cunt. Suck my dick. Shut the fuck up. Stop being a fucking cunt. Shut the fuck up. Nobody even wants you here. I just wanna let you know, you're a stupid fucking cunt. Go ahead and run your mouth, pussy, I don't give a fuck. You're a stupid piece of shit, you're a stupid fucking bitch. Get the fuck up off my dick, get the fuck up off my dick. Like, please end your fucking life, please end your fucking life. I really gotta emphasize, no one cares if you're alive. You're a fucking penis hole, grab a dick and eat it whole. I need to know if you were dropped when you were just a fetus though. You're so fucking ugly and your face is fucking foul. Jeez, you're so fucking loud. Can you shut your fucking mouth? Can you shut the fuck up? You're a fucking cunt. Shut the fuck up. You're a stupid cunt. Suck my dick. Shut the fuck up. Stop being a fucking cunt. Shut the fuck up. Nobody even wants you here.
Yeah.
Close your fucking mouth, you're just really fucking dense. If you hate me, why you talking? You don't make no fucking sense. Got a sad life, sad life. Go to fucking hell. Are you stupid or disabled, man? I can't fucking tell. You're a fucking dumb shit, you don't even run shit. Get the fuck up out my face and go to hell and eat a dick. Come and catch these hands, boy. Come and match these bands, boy. I'm not crazy, I just do it all because I can, boy. I hope you fucking die in a high speed car crash. I hope you fucking fall head first and get your neck cracked. I hope you have some beautiful children that die from cancer. I hope you catch Zika when your wife gets pregnant. I hope you win the lottery and die the next day, and your daughter has to see you getting lowered in your grave. Like,
that was a little dark. I'm sorry. That was a little dark. Very poor taste.
Shut the fuck up.
I shouldn't have said that.
You're a fucking cunt.
Actually, no, I should have.
Shut the fuck up.
I didn't say enough.
You're a stupid cunt. Suck my dick. Shut the fuck up. Stop being a fucking cunt. Shut the fuck up. Nobody even wants you here.
You must be a liberal or something.